Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting content about the potential health risks of eating chicken and other white meat. Get ready. It's a juicy one.
Ooh, intriguing. I love chicken, so I'm definitely all ears. What's the main takeaway here?
Well, a new study published in Nutrients followed nearly 5,000 people in Italy and found a link between higher white meat consumption and increased mortality risk. Specifically, those eating over 10 ounces a week had a 27% higher risk of all-causes death. And get this, their risk of dying from gastrointestinal cancers more than doubled.
Whoa, hold on. Doubled? That's a pretty alarming statistic. But, isn't chicken supposed to be healthier than red meat?
That's been the conventional wisdom, right? This study kind of throws a wrench in that thinking. It seems the way chicken is cooked and processed might play a crucial role here.
Ah, so like fried chicken versus baked chicken? Makes sense.
Exactly. High heat cooking methods like grilling and frying create cancer-causing compounds. Also, processed chicken is often loaded with sodium and preservatives, not exactly health-boosting ingredients.
I see. Interesting. So, this study focused on people in southern Italy following a Mediterranean diet. Does that impact the findings at all?
Potentially. The study relies on self-reported diets, which can be inaccurate. Plus, they didn't account for other lifestyle factors like exercise, which plays a huge role in overall health. Men in the study also tended to eat larger portions of meat and drink more alcohol, which could be confounding variables.
Got it. So should we all ditch chicken now? I'm kinda getting mixed signals here.
Not necessarily. The dietitian quoted in the article, Teresa Gentile, says a few servings a week as part of a balanced diet shouldn't be cause for panic. But we should be thoughtful.
Thoughtful, you say? Like how?
Well, she recommends opting for organic or pasture-raised chicken. And definitely avoid processed chicken products like nuggets. Stick to healthier cooking methods, baking, braising, and consider incorporating more plant-based proteins and seafood into your diet.
Plant-based proteins and seafood, huh? I can definitely get on board with that. So much variety. It almost feels like this study is suggesting moderation and being mindful of how we eat chicken, rather than avoiding it completely.
That's a great way to put it. It's not a chicken ban, but a call for smarter chicken consumption. More research is definitely needed, but this study certainly gives us food for thought. Thanks for joining me on this fascinating discussion, everyone. Until next time, stay healthy and informed.
Goodbye.